Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Saints Philip and James, apostles. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Seeing and Showing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, let us see the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Have I been with you all this time, Philip, said Jesus to him, and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, let us see the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The word I say to you, I do not speak to you as from myself. It is the Father living me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, and for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Semitic languages have a useful grammatical trick that by adding a vowel, you can change a verb from an ordinary doing verb to a verb which is called a causative verb that causes something to happen. So the verb to live can become the verb to make alive. The verb to die can become the verb to kill. English doesn't have that simple structure, but we do have causative verbs, verbs that cause something. They're often quite different from the ordinary verb in form. Sometimes there isn't actually a verb as such. So to cool responds to a noun, cold. But to cool down means to cause yourself to become cooler. The causative verb that corresponds to the verb to see in English is the verb, at least one example, the verb to show. It should be in the Gospel if we had a different translation. Philip said to the Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. The Jerusalem Bible has let us see. Now, to show isn't to make someone see something, it's to allow it to be possible. And this gospel about Philip, I'm afraid, although it's the Feast of Philip and James, James doesn't really get to any great reference. He's rather obscure as an apostle. But this gospel is based around the verb seeing and showing. Rather important. Seeing is something which we can do for ourselves, but seeing a person is rather more difficult to really see them. It helps if they show themselves, if they cooperate in being seen. Song of Songs is a beautiful word, show me your face, which means not just the face, but the self. So we don't just allow ourselves to be seen, we also have to show ourselves. And that's true even for blind people. You might ask how blind people see. Well, they see with voices, gestures, touches, I suppose. Maybe that's better because they see into the heart, whereas we tend to be rather more superficial. We see the face, but don't see behind the face. Philip is actually rather good at showing people things. He occurs in the Gospel of John earlier because people come to him and they want to see Jesus, the Greek-speaking Jews. He goes to Andrew, possibly Andrew and Philip have a connection because they're the two apostles who have Greek names. And together they come to Jesus. So he shows them to Jesus and he shows Jesus to them. However, there are deeper meanings in showing when we deal with Christ. What we want to do is see God. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. To have seen Christ is to see the Father, but we see him only through his humanity. And that becomes Philip's great mission, to show the Father to the world through Jesus. It's what Philip does. It's what all the apostles do. what we should do. First, we have to look. We also have to be aware that when we see this Father through Christ, it's because Christ is showing himself to us. He reveals himself to us. Which, in fact, is what happens back in chapter 6 when Philip brings these Greek-speaking Jews to Christ. He now realises that his moment to reveal himself to the world has happened, and he says, Father, glorify me, meaning show me to the world. So it's never just a matter of seeing when it's between human beings. We have to see and show. Show Christ to each other, show ourselves to each other, and show ourselves to God. Not that God needs our help to see us, but we need to know that we are seen. We need to know that we are understood. And from seeing, there comes love. From seeing and showing, there comes love. That finally all is revealed, and God will show us all things in Christ.